So the Mishnah on Kuf Gimel and the Mishnah on Kuf Dalet both spoke about the halos of b'chalav. You can't even be ma'ala of b'chalav. And that spurred a machlokas amorun. In our Gemara that we spent time in last week, machlokas that Rav Yosef and Abaye going from an alpha and beis. So what does that indicate? The fact that you can't be ma'ala of b'chalav, of next to chalav, so what does that tell you about what would happen if you were to eat of b'chalav? So Rav Yosef said, if I can't, if Chazal forbade halah, it must be to actually eat them would be in a siddur eisa. Because if even eating them is only dry banan up to achilas behema b'chalav, so then it comes out the halah will be a gzeira l'gzeira, and that's unacceptable. And Abaye says, no. Maybe we do have a gzeira l'gzeira. It's true that the Mishnah says of challah, say there's no isra ha'allah by challah chutzar's drabanan. But it doesn't mean there's never isra ha'allah by something that's usher to eat in drabanan. Okay, maybe challah chutzar, as Abaye explained, is a uniquely remote type of case. What are the chances that I'll come from here? A czar is going to violate the Dindra Bana Achilas Chalas Chutzar, to come to Chalas Eretz Yisrael. That's a big jump. So that's why there was no second Issa Drab Bana Mahala. But, Basa Bechala, that happens all the time. Let's see that. I'm going to buy it. Bishlama Yashmein Chalas Chutzar is Ba'aretz, the Ikalamik, the Shukhal Sar is Da'aretz. I understand, we could have discussed whether there's not Issa Halah on Chalas Chutzlaritz in Eretz Yisrael, where you can very easily go from eating Chalas Chutzlaritz, Zahar eating Chalas Chutzlaritz in Eretz Yisrael, to eating Chal Darais in Eretz Yisrael. If you had that, and in that case, for Logaz Rinan, it could literally, that would be a significant demonstration that Logaz Rinan is there. But Chutzlaritz, like a Logaz Rinan, that case of Chalas, because it's so remote. I'm going to come from eating. I'm eating Chalas Chutzlaritz in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Wyoming, Kalamazoo. I come from eating in Kalamazoo to eating in Tveria. That's a major leap. But Hacha, Aval Hacha, E. Sharis Leila Suke Ofu Vina Asi La Suke Basar Vina. It would be very swift to go La Suke is La Halos, that's Aramaic for to bring up. That's the maskana is what Ola Mitoka Sugya. So if we allow you La Suke, the Mala, Of, and Gvin next to each other, you're going to very quickly end up serving beef and cheese at the same table. And Mechal Basmachal is the Raisa, Eni Basmachal. That is an Isser. The race. Maskelor of Sheshes. Ad Khan, we learned last week. Maskelor of Sheshes, says, 1 second. And if you have Basar and Gvina and you eat them together, that's Darisa. That is, even that's Darisa. Is even that Darisa? Not so fast. That's also Drabbanan. That's also Drabbanan. As Rashi explains, this is not just a kasha on Abaye. This is a question on Rejason. If Yosef had said that, oh, it must be that eating of b'chalav is daraisa, and that's why halas of b'chalav is also drabban. And Abaye says, no, achilas of b'chalav is also drabban, but ultimately achilas bas b'chalav is daraisa. Either way, he says, what do you mean? So even telling them, if you're going to eat them together, it might be bas or daraisa and chalav daraisa, but it's not bishul. It's telling them, so it's cold. It's cold. So Abaye said, yeah, gzeira shami al be'ilfus roseach. You're right, but the gzeira is, you may end up putting it into something hot. And the Gemara gets into klivishin, klisheni. The Gemara says, okay, at least the klivishin. We'll get to the klivishin, klisheni business. That last shlav of the shakla v'taria, the ins and outs of klivishin, klisheni, that we'll get to later. But Rosheish is telling us right off the bat, look, sonin b'tsonin is only drabanan. So a few things. Number one, how does Tosfos tweak Rashi? Tosfos the same as Rashi, not the same as Rashi, sort of the same as Rashi.
You said it's just
Joseph. Just Joseph, yeah, whereas Rashi says
that it's going on. He doesn't specify exactly what's going on.
Yeah, I feel in Tim's Rashi says I feel in Tim's Lord Bazar Bahalva Raisa Adai Mashkachasa. Right, so it's not clear for Rashi. You could have read Rashi as saying it's a kasha on both. Tosis understands within Rashi, or their own Shita, and their own Shita, it is specifically a kasha on Yosef. In other words, Abaye, Tosis presumably would say, Lo Abaye Kabbalah, it's not a kasha on Abaye. Why? Because Abaye is comfortable with. It's again another Xer, yet another Xer. The problem was Rav Yosef. Yeah, even according to another end, even according to Abaye, it has to ultimately, at the end of the chain, there has to be some. That's to be some derabanan. That's to be some deraisa. Excuse me. What's fascinating about Tosus, just to appreciate Dvar Musar, what emerges from Tosus, specifically Tosus read Rashi, who's the kasha on? Only Yosef. What's remarkable about that to the Shakitaria? From a Musar perspective, Rav Sheshi is asking kasha on Yosef. Who answers? Abaye. Right? Abaye was just arguing with Yosef. Rav Sheshes comes along, according to Tosfos, Rav Sheshes comes along and asks another kasha on Rav Yosef. So Abaye is sitting pretty, Gevaldik. Now Rav Sheshes, who's a generation older than Abaye, Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef were, I believe, contemporaries, that Tosfos points out. Loa Abaye kapar, says Tosfos, Ela Rav Yosef chavero par. He's asking specifically on his peer, Rav Yosef. Presumably, part of what driving Tosus is it's rare to hear someone from an earlier generation asking Akasha, reacting to someone from a later generation. Usually, Gemara unfolds chronologically. You hear someone from one generation say something, then either a peer or someone later will respond. I presume that's the part that I assume Medudic and Tosus, that that's why they're taken by assuming that Rav Sheshes is really attacking Rav Yosef. Kavala. And Abaye stands up for Rav Yosef, even though he disagrees with him. He says, but that's not a good kasha. The other way you could read Rashi, it's a kasha on both of them. Okay. So Rav Sheshes asking a general question. That's what some other Rishon would say. Sheshes asking a general question. No matter how you slice it, basa, whatever it is. But Lamaisa, when all is said and done, how is Halal getting into any daraisa? Where is your bishul? Tzoni b'tzoni. And Betosis says, no, specifically, he's only asking on Rav Yosef. They tell a story by Chaim Brisker. Chaim Brisker's father was a Rosh Hashiva in Olajim, Beis HaLevi. And he was somewhat more distantly connected to the other Rosh Hashiva in Olajim. That's it. Olajim lasted for more or less the 19th century, the 1800s. Opened in 1804 and closed in the 1890s. Lasted around 90 years. They more or less spanned the 19th century. Roughly the first half of the 19th century, it was under the leadership of Rav Chaim Mipolajan, who was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon and the great Rukubel. And then the second half of the 19th century is under the leadership of the Netziv, who was related to Rav Chaim Mipolajan. I think he was married to Rav Chaim Mipolajan's granddaughter, the Bar Beis Harav, which is by Litvaks. The aristocracy is not being descendant of the Vilna Gaon. Beis Harav is being descendant of Rav Chaim Mipolajan. That's not. Rav Sternbach is a descendant of the Vilna Gaon, but that's not the Tav Yichas. Tav Yichas is being descendant of Salvation, so descendant from the Rav Chaim Mipolajan and so on, the Netziv and so on and so on. The Netziv was Rosh Hashiva during the latter half of the 19th century, the Rosh Hashiva Mipolajan. Definitely a very different bent of mind than his grandfather-in-law. And then for a good part of that time, he had a co-Rosh Hashiva, is more somewhat mechutin Beis HaLevi. They were very, very different in terms of their halima. They're very different in terms of personal style. It's, it was very, you get the impression, very loose terms, very, very loose anachronistic terms. Beis HaLevi was what we would call more yeshivish. It was what we would call less yeshivish in terms of their openness to secular learning. And in terms of how they handled their both medaktik and balalacha, they have very different personalities about it. And there were times when there was sometimes a complicated relationship. There was a Din Torah at one point. They had to bring in the board of the Lashon Yeshiva to figure out what was going to be with who was the Rosh Yeshiva. They both, how they going to share the Rosh Yeshiva miss. Who was the board? The board were other elder Talmidim from the earlier years. There were other Talmidim of Chaim Lashon. Sorry?
Yeah.
So they ultimately worked out a system where they shared responsibilities, and certain things one took care of more than the other, and vice versa, and certain things they shared. Chaim and Brisker, we think of Chaim Soloveitchik book. Which better Rosh Hashiva could you pick than Chaim? But at the time, when he was first being brought in, it was not possible that they would accept him. And there were people who thought, you know, you take a look at Chaim Sefer, it becomes pretty clear that he was highly qualified. But at the time, he was a young man, so there were some people who charged his nepotism. He's bringing him because he's basically his son, he doesn't really belong. So Chaim had to give a model lesson in the Volozhin Yeshiva. I think they've been the same board. They came, they were going to listen to Chaim give a model lesson, give a shiur, and then they'll decide if they should take him out. It's a problem. So he's talking about some topic in Taurus. And the way this story is told, in the middle of the shiur, he stops in the middle and says, no, there's a parish of Mishnai somewhere like deep in Taurus. It's against what I'm saying. Whatever I said was wrong. He sat down. So he jeopardized his entire career. I mean, here's your one chance to prove yourself that you can be a Magid Shir of Volozhin. And in the middle, you say, oops, I made a mistake. Okay, the Shir was wrong. Sat down. Now, he got the job for that reason. He said, anyone who can have that sort of Bakasha Sa'emes, that truth is more important than putting on a good show, no better qualification in Magid Shir of Volozhin than that. That's exactly the type of intellectual honesty that Abaye is demonstrating. This wasn't a tournament where the goal was to win at all costs. The goal was to figure out what's right. So Abaye believed honestly that he was right and realized he was wrong. Abaye believed honestly that our mission does not indicate that Pesarov B'chalov is the right. So no, it could be Drabbanan, and the Mishnayos and Chala are not relevant. But at the same time, he said, but your kasha is not a good kasha. I have kashas in Ragosid. I believe that Amar Ragosid is wrong. But he says to Rishashis, but I have to tell you, I think Yosef is wrong, but not for your reason. If Yosef is defensible, Yosef can be defended from your kasha. That's such a remarkable Dvar Moser. And again, it's a Ferish Pesach. We'll end the Gemara. Now that we've seen the Dvar Moser in the structure of the Sugya, now let's get into the content of the Sugya. So you say, how many people here saw the Rashba? Taras Abayis? Show of hands? A little confusing. Let's take a look together. I told you this morning, Dar Blushes is one. We're Chulin without Taras Abayis. You're not learning Chulin. But they, again, as I mentioned to you this morning, the Taras Abayis. Question? Rav Kavis.
For sure.
Can you pass it down? As I mentioned this morning, the Taras Abayis is the Rajba Sefer Halacha. So it's not organized a little bit like the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. It's not organized on Seder HaGemaras. It's organized on Seder topics. But unlike the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, like the Rajba's Revi, the Rambam, who wrote a similar Sefer Torah to Adam and Abelus, it's a Sefer Halacha organized by topic, but he goes through the sukkahs. Unlike the Rambam, does not just give you Piskei Halacha. So let's take a look. He begins by the Steve, opens up, there are seven batim, Torah's Abayis. So the sections, Torah's Abayis, the largest section is Bayis, and the second largest section is Sha'ar. So you're up to Bayis, Shlishi, Sha'ar Revi, Gimel Dalet, is the section of Torah's Abayis that's about Basar Bechala. So he began Sha'ar Dalet with a discussion of what's Basar and what's Chalav, which we saw also begin to say that it's the same organization at the parak has. What's Basar Dorais, what's Basar Rabban, what's Chalav Dorais, what's Chalav Rabban. And then he wants to know, Be'eze inyin asurin devar Torah, Be'eze inyin midivrein. But in what context is there an Israel, what context is Rabban? Even given that my ingredients are all flesh and milk and Torah, but then the third step. Devar Torah ain Basar Bechalav Asur Ela Derech Bishol. Min HaTorah, the only Yisr is when they're combined via cooking. Aval La'arev Jitzonin V'Lechol Mutter. Min HaTorah, I could take last night's steak out of the fridge, and it's a little dry, so I'll throw into milk. to moisten up, and you can mina Torah, that's heter gama. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, that's totally fine. Dip your salami in milk and eat it. Cold salami. Heter gama. Shocking. Shara Torah. Wow. And then he says, how do I know? Who told me? He says, well, number one, it's our sugya. I feel levasha be klisheini kar Torah mutter. The klisha ain't klisheini levasha. Our Gemara said even more. It hats. I have hot chicken soup in a bowl. I had hot chicken soup. I ladle it into a bowl. And then, you know, there's a kler in the Shabbos that you're allowed to dip your challah into the soup or not. Forget about that. Min HaTorah, you can take shredded cheese and put it into your not only chicken soup, beef soup, steaming hot, a bowl of steaming hot beef soup. Min HaTorah, you can have Parmesan shavings. Heter gama. Shocking. Not shocking. That's our Gemara. Even klisheini. It's not bishul. Where does it all come from? But this is all, where did Abaye get this from? The Abaye was Mecharish? It's quite a finish. He says, no. It comes from, actually, his friend. De Garcia Paragol Basar, he says, turn, please, and actually, you should actually turn, to the Kuf Chesalau. This is the famous Mishnah we had a chance to talk about last week. Tipas, this is the Mishnah of the drop of milk. Tipas Chalav Shrub Al-Achaticha. Mishnah says in top of Kuf Chesalau, a drop of milk falls on a piece of meat in a pot. I have a pot full of pieces of meat. I have a pot full of meatballs. I have a pot for a pot roast with different slices of meat. Not one big roast, slice of meat. Or one big roast sticking out of the liquid. So a drop of milk falls on an exposed piece of meat in the pot. You have to figure out if the milk drop is large enough and the piece of meat is small enough that it's not going to be diluted. It will actually give flavor. Again, whether you judge that by having a non-Jew taste it, or you judge that through using the arithmetic of spittle magician. If there's enough milk that it can talk and give flavor, but no same time, you can give time, give flavor. But also, if I give that piece of meat, then that piece of meat is awesome. So Abaye says it connects these Gemara on a lot of levels. Amar Abaye, fascinating Gemara. The rest of the Mishnah goes on to say that if you stirred everything, so then it could be. It's not just a question of milk spread through one piece of meat. When once you stir things, cover the pot, then it's going to spread through everything. I have a whole pot full of meatballs. So then already, if I stir it up right away, it's more likely to be butter. It doesn't have to be butter because you have one meatball. It's going to spread through everything, more likely to be butter. Rabbi, Tam of Loma Masho Ba'al Badorais. Rabbi, so you know what you see from our Mishnah? You know what you see from our Mishnah? And from the triple pasuk of Vasa B'chalo, you see, Abaye says, the tama v'loma masho ba'alma doraisa. That in general, flavor without substance, tam without mamish, is doraisa. We usually have another name for that. We call that tam ke'ikar. Right? I don't have an actual piece of stuff. It's just the flavor that absorbs. Not like there's a piece of cheese floating around in the pot of meat. It's all a little flavor, even if no tangible substance. Tom Kicker is Daraisa. Why? These are the types of Drabbanon, because if it's Drabbanon, it's Basu B'chala. My time a little bit weird. Why wouldn't we learn it from Basu B'chala? If the Gemara Pesachim elsewhere has other than many other sources in Chumash. Abaye says, here's a source. A marker for Tom Kicker is because there are no sin Tom by Basu B'chala. So the Gemara says, well, not so fast. Not so fast. Where it says, important, you sowed in Basa B'chalav. Where it says, no, Chiddushu. Basa B'chalav is a Chiddush. Now, when I say the word Chiddush, and you say the word Chiddush, we mean some exciting idea that will spice up the shir. But when Chazal used the word Chiddush, it's a double header.
Even the new guy.
So the Gemara says, when the Gemara uses the word Kiddush, it means it's a Yotzei Minachal. It's an exception to the rule. Basa B'Chalav is you can't learn things from Basa B'Chalav. Basa B'Chalav is different than most Eres Halach. How is Basa B'Chalav different? So Rashi says Basa B'Chalav is different because 0 + 0 = 1. This is Moter, that Moter, almost all together become Aser. That's very rare. Usually it's 1 + 0 = 1. This is Moter, and that's Aser. And mix them together, the whole thing will be Aser. But the notion that I'm allowed to have milk, I'm allowed to have meat, and somehow I put them together, that becomes Aser. That's sort of halakhic chemistry. That's really a Kiddush. Tosis, that's what Rashi says. Tosis says, you saw Tosis. Nah, it's not such a Kiddush. So there's another case we have that. Where else do you have that? Shabbos, exactly. It says, I'm allowed to wear wool, I'm allowed to wear linen. I'm even allowed to wear both wool and linen at the same time.
That's all over.
I have a linen tie that I like very much. I wear all my suits are wool. I wear a wool suit and linen tie, have to go. But have one beged made of the two is a problem. Oh, the Tosus says, take a look at the Tosus says. If you're told off with Tosus for a moment. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, well, if Basa B'Chalav is such a chiddush. No, let's see Tosus actually. Take a look at Tosus de chiddushim, kuf kasara. Tosus points out, the chiddush appears because Rashi said, what's unique about Basa B'Chalav is shneihem min heter. Zeh levado, zeh levado. Rashi said, oh, what's unique about Basa B'Chalav, the way in which it has a different dynamic than normal halakos, is each item is mutter on its own, kishin and it's arvu ne'asarin, but the combination of two kosher things becomes trade. You can do that in a chemistry lab. I have two clear chemicals, and I mix them together, and all of a sudden they turn blue. All of a sudden they turn red. Kiddushim! That's what Rashi says. It's halachic chemistry. That this is mutter, that's what they're mixing together. It's asar. But as... Brooks pointed out, Brooks said, yeah, but he remembers from the Gemara Nazir, the Gemara Pesachim, and the Gemara doesn't say that. Taisa says, Tamzah lo gomer ve'in lo over in Perigim o'minin. The Gemara does not say this in the sugya, the main sugyas about this Tabat Tam Ke'ikir. The Gemara says, oh, can I learn from Basa B'Chalav or not? It's a chiddush. No, because as Brooks said, Kelayim nami achiyahu. Shat is the same thing. Zemutr and Zemutr, I blend them together, Asik. Umasik, the Gemara comes to the conclusion there, you know what the Chiddush is? Not the halakhic chemistry, but the Itorule Kule Yoma, if I soak it, that's a tuff in Aramaic in place of a shin in Hebrew. To be Shoreb is to soak in Hebrew. So Toru in Aramaic is to soak. The Itorule Kule Yoma Bechel Bashari. If I take a piece of meat and I soak it in milk all day long, it's still mutter. What happens when you soak meat in milk all day long? What did we learn? It becomes saturated, and you call that, what's your term for that? Soaking in liquid all day long? Kavash, very good. Kavash kemelushal. When you have kavash kemelushal, fantastic. Not only are they side by side, but exactly, that's one of the methods of nisinas tam, of bulia batzoning, of absorbing flavor without heat. The Gemara says you could soak the meat in cold milk all day long. It does get absorbed. It's no longer a question of just residue on the outer you can rinse off. No, what the meat soaks in the milk for 24 hours, you could rinse it from today till tomorrow? No. You could rinse it as long as you like. It's not going to help. It's not just a question of surface residue. It's absorbed into the meat itself. Oh, so there was an asin. In other words, there was a asinas. Tom. Hold on one second. I want you to hear a question. Apple got machine about all the boxes and toast. You know what the Kiddush of Basa B'Chalav is? The milk was absorbed into the meat. Mamish, Nesinas Tom, Blia. Apple Pishu Tsone. Even though it was cold, Blu Pishu Utsolo. Bob Boxer Shohei Besokro. Even though it's cold, there's still a nesinas tam, still a bulia, an absorption. Why? Because the milk is liquid and the meat is sitting for an extended period of time, for 24 hours. Kule yom, as the Gemara says, all day long sitting in the liquid. That those are the two ingredients you need for kavash kemevushal, liquid and time. So even though Tosis is explaining very beautifully, there isn't a sinas tam, but it's still mutter min haTorah. The chibashilei said Tosis also. So what's the chiddush of Bas V'chalo? Tosis says Niyam Bas V'chalo is unique. There's more than just. It's not enough to have in the sinas tam. You need something more than just the sinas tam. As a matter of fact, then the Gemara goes on to say, well, if it's such a chiddush, avakav deleka no sin tam nami. 1 second, the Gemara says. So if Bas V'chalo is like different than everything else, so who even needs flavor? Like the Mishnah said, a drop of milk falls on a big piece of meat. If the big piece of meat is so big, and the drop of milk is so small, that the milk is going to spread throughout the meat, it's just going to be diluted to the point of tastelessness. It's not no sin tam. It's Bas V'chalo shishim. It's a mutter. The Gemara said, I understand. Bas V'chalo is such a chiddush. If you're saying, oh, Bas V'chalo doesn't play by the rules of tam keker, Tom Kidd is a general halakha, but Bas V'chalo is special. It needs bishul. So then you have bishul. A drop of milk fell on a piece of meat. It was hot. So who cares how much, how little? But the milk falls into the chon. Why do we ask, oh, was it about the bashishim? Who cares about the bashishim, but it's still cooked together? There's a little bit of milk and meat that cooking together. Why do you need Tom at all? Oh, if it's a chiddush, if it's so different as we're saying. So the Gemara says no. Again, ichiddush shu'afa gavdu lekenos in tam. If it's really a chiddush, and Bas V'chalo is really different than the rest of the halacha, so that we should suspend the whole notion of tam. Say even one drop of milk in a whole pot full of meat should be aser. I cook Bas V'chalo. And here Rava tells me a key line, which the Rajba here on our sugya explains. What does Rava say? Kufchas Taman Aleph? 4 words. Rava says, Derech Bishul Asra Torah. The Torah forbade it. Derech Bishul. What does that mean? Derech Bishul Asra Torah. The Torah forbade it. Cooking style. What does that mean, cooking style? When you cook things, then that line means a few things. In the context of Kufchas, that means when you cook things, oh, we'll get back to that. Oh, good. So one point is, the Nosakam plays, I actually discussed Shua's point. Does it mean bishul like with water? There are, shockingly, achronim who believe that cheeseburgers are Bas V'chalo d'Rabbanan. How can that be? That cheeseburger is like the ultimate, right? And it's hot! What more could you want? Beef, cheese, it's hot! So some Nosakam say, that's not bishul, it's without liquor. That's pretty shocking. Either way, just to be clear, it's definitely usher. Just to be clear. But the question is, are you allowed to usher to eat? But as we discussed, if I'm about to call Rabbanan, am I allowed to be paid to deliver cheeseburgers to non-Jews?
Maybe when they weren't cooked together.
So we'll have to get more to the details of Bishul. Good. But within this sugya, the Gemara is saying Derech Bishul Asra Torah means when you cook things, you add ingredients, usually why? Because you want to taste them. Right. The Derech Bishul Asra Torah means, on the one hand, it's only asr if there's flavor. Even though the Torah says don't cook, don't eat that which was cooked, but it's only Derech Bishul means the normal way of Bishul, because Bishul implies there's Nesinas Tam. On the one hand. On the other hand, Rajba says, the Gemara means something else too. Or Rava's line. The Gemara's coined Rava's line of Kufchas to mean Derech Bishul implies that it has to be Nesinas Tam. But on the other hand, it also means something we've been talking about. Here the Rajba says it. Derech Bishul Asra Torah means it's only Asra if it was cooked. It's only Asra if it was cooked. If the Nesinas and Bishul not Nesinas Tam is Mutter in the Torah, but also Nesinas Tam that Bishul. Right? What Tosus just told us. Who else told us? Our Gemara. Tzonin B'Tzonin. Or Klisheni, maybe. They're all together, but it's without cooking. Where do we get it from? How do we know Derek Bishul Asur Torah? Oh, it says the Rajra, we've spoken about this, but this is where it comes from. Black on white. Omar Rabba Derech Bishul Asra Torah back in the Rashba, Kilomar. Kolomar always introduces a non-literal interpretation of a line. You know what this means to say? You know why the Torah says Lo Sevashel three times? Why do you have to say Lo Sevashel? Why do we say Lo Sevashel? Lo Socha Lo Sena. So I told this to you once. Where did I get it from? This Rosh with Torah Sevashel. I have not yet found an earlier source. Maybe there is. You know what the Torah said? Cold eating, cooking. Lomar, lomstav, lenu, derek, bishol. The Israelite says only to eat it if it's been cooked. So been cooked also means flavor, but primarily means cooked as opposed to without cooking. And then he goes on to talk about get more specifically into the back and forth of Rav Yosef and Rav Shisha. But let us take some people away very patiently. I'm not even sure who's going first. Wow.
They volunteered each other.
That's right.
I'm sorry, I'm very lost. Did we talk, are we going on this discussion about Bishul, thanks Ellie, about this discussion about Bishul, that Bishul is the only instrument they're licensed to highlight Tony the Tony?
Oh, respect for your comment. Yeah, what are your questions?
Are we talking about Derek Bishul being the only real Asr Mi D'Oraisa to highlight someone in the domain about how that Asr Mi D'Rabbanan on many levels?
Correct. Let's recap. Our sugya, the Rajba quoted a Gemara in Kuf Ches to explain, Rabba Kuf Ches, to explain the first thing the Rajba did. The first thing the Rajba did, it's not the last thing, but the first movement of the Rajba is he takes our Gemara in Kuf Dalet and contextualizes it. He says, here it sounds like some dinim that Abaye is saying. This is more than just some dinim. This really has a source. The source is Rava, Abaye's peer, of Kuf Ches. Okay. What are the dinim Abaye said? What's the context? And the dinim are the fact that Soni B'Tzonein is Mutar Min HaTorah. Even Klisheni is Mutar Min HaTorah. The blending Bas B'Chal, eating a blended Bas B'Chal, is not necessarily Yasser. It's only eating a cooked blend of Bas B'Chal. Bas B'Chal, they were cooked together. Either, I think I mentioned in the past, the Rav's Nusach was that the Isser of cooking isn't established to cook Bas B'Chal. It's to create a Chetza Basar B'Chal. When they're cooked, they become a single fused unit that's also in our Torah. And then that you can't create such a unit, Basar B'Chal Shen as Bashul Yachad, nor are you allowed to eat or have Hana from such a new halachic fusion. And that plays very nicely into the Tosas on Kuf Ches Ra. But here's like a new halachic reality. The new chapter called Basar B'Chal. Hyphenate. And as the Rav pointed out, it's Basar the Daraisa, and actually combined their official, is Basar B'Chal. As opposed to with a Vav. Basar B'Chal. I have meat and milk, meat and cheese, but they weren't cooked. Asr Mi D'Rabbanan to eat them together, that's basar v'chol, meat and milk. But the daraisa is a fusion created how? Derech Bishul. So the Rajba says, these dinim in our sugi, the first time we see it here, buffet, we've been talking about it. First time we see black and white, if it wasn't cooked, it's not the daraisa. Where does that come from? This number one, cooked down is our sugi. That's the main point of the end of our sugi. He said, where does it come from? Well, he says it comes from Derek Bishul Asr Torah, Rava's comment on Kuf Ches. Now, that's not much help. Abaye and Rava are peers. Where did Rava get it from? Now, here already, the Rajba says, number one, let me add that what Rava's really saying is explain, and Medrash. He's explained, you know why the Torah said, the Gemara said later, Bishul three times, is Echelis, Bishul, Echelis, 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 I know. That we saw, Kufi Gimel Vez. Right? Kufi Gimel Vez? I think it's Kufi Gimel Vez. But Rajba says, but there's a second step, which is, well, if you try and say three different verbs, why do you use three different verbs? Why do you have to keep using Bishul? Says the Rajba, Rabba's on Kufes to answer that question. The reason why we said Lo Sevashel when we meant Lo Sochal is to tell you it's only Lo Sochal when they were cooked together. Okay, that's what Derech Bishul Asr Torah means. So number one, what the Rajba did is to take the dinim that appear in this course of the Shach Vatari here, he didn't want to highlight, say these are important dinim. Number two, he says they come from Kuches, and then he says, which really means this is Nidrash from the language of Sabashel. And he also, if by us taking a look at the Gemara, we realize that the Rajma actually has more of a chiddush, you'll pardon the misuse of the word, more of a chiddush than he makes clear. He makes it seem very simple. Yeah, okay, it's a Gemara and Kufas, that's the Malka. But the truth is, we looked at the Gemara and Kufas. And what we gained from looking at the Gemara and Kufas, maybe a little confusing, the back and forth, people saw him, chiddush him. But what emerges from that is, yes, Rava said there are official Asrei Torah, but he didn't really mean what the Rajma means. The Rajma is saying that there's more to Rava than meets the eye. The Rava's point in context of Kokhes, Rava's point was there are official Asrei Torah, that's why it's not enough to merely have milk and meat that have to be cooking together, but the ratio has to be such that it's also in a Sinas Tam. Because again, the context of the Gemara Kokhes was, is Bas V'Chalav a good model, a good paradigm, the notion of Kan Kikr throughout Kashers? We said, no, Bas V'Chalav is unique, it's different to Chiddush. The person says, well, if it's such a Chiddush, maybe Tom isn't even relevant. You just have to have the two cooked together. No! Their official also Torah means it's not enough that cooked, it has to be typical Bishul, which implies flavor mixing. Our Gemara is saying the other angle. It's not enough that flavor mixing, you actually have to have cooking. The definition also told the Rajma's pointing out really means two things. It means that there are two different ingredients. That's a better way of putting it. There are two ingredients for Basmala that's basa or chal. But there are two characteristics that their blending, their fusion has to have in order to qualify as lo sevasho. Number one, that it was they're blended through an act of cooking, and the implication of cooking usually is missing a stop. They have to be blended in a way they have both. Bishul gives Tom in order to create a new item of Basa B'Challah. But that's the Rajma is very subtle. If you could die, now Chazar inside. You see the Gemara Kuf Ches, you look at the Gemara Kuf Dal, and then you look at the Rajma, there's a lot going on below the surface, and we're just getting started. He has more to say about our search as well. We'll pick up with that.